Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Riley from Snohomish is. Riley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Riley, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 by any chance?
I was not, unfortunately.
Oh, he has no cheat sheet to help
That's
him,
fine,
Steve.
But he has plenty of integrity.
Yes. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Riley will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Riley can pass all he wants, but he only gets 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
April showers bring May what?
Flowers.
Correct. How many total toes does a gorilla have?
10.
Yes. The first cable car in the world was made in what U.S. city?
San Francisco.
Correct. What book tells the story of the Harris family fleeing from Canada to escape slavery? What organ manufactures a new lining every 3 to 6 days?
Liver?
No.
Kidney?
No.
Stomach.
What was that?
Stomach.
Yes, stomach. Ichiro Suzuki has the most hits as a Mariner, but who has the second most?
Not.
What is a small group of islands called?
Archipelago?
Yes! A pluot is a hybrid of what two fruits?
What in Africa?
Yes. In geometry, how many types of triangles are there?
3?
No.
6?
Yes, 6. In what decade did Hawaii become a state?
80s.
No. But you got 7 correct, Riley, which is a fine score indeed.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go, Riley. Let's go, Riley.
Wow. See? We've been writing songs about Riley.
Made him his own theme song.
Are you ready?
Yes!
April showers bring May what?
Flowers.
Yeah. How many total toes does a gorilla have?
I don't know, but it could beat 100 guys, right?
Yes, of course.
10?
Yeah. The first cable car in the world was made in what U.S. city?
Oh, that would be San Francisco.
It sure would be. What book tells the story of the Harris family fleeing from to Canada to escape slavery?
A Strange Brew.
No.
Degrassi High.
No.
Pass. I have no idea.
What organ manufactures...
The Django Unchained?
No. Huh. What organ manufactures a new lining every 3 to 6 days?
Huh?
What organ manufactures a new
Skin.
Lining? No.
Oh. Liver.
No.
Kidney.
No. Yeah. Ichiro Suzuki has the most hits as a Mariner, but who has the second most?
As a Mariner?
Yeah.
Edgar Martinez.
Sure is. What is a small group of islands called?
A gaggle.
No.
A team.
No.
A land.
No. A pluot is a hybrid of what two fruits?
A plum and a... ot. grapefruit?
No.
Plum and a banana?
No.
Plum and an apple?
No. Steve, you got 4 correct, which is a loss. 7-4.
Damn,
nice work, Riley.
Riley.
I like the evil laugh.
It's like a Bond villain of Beat Migs.
Sorry to hear that you lost today,
Well,
Steve.
Now I get why you were doing a song for him. He did a great job.
The book about fleeing to Canada to escape slavery is Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Okay.
Our friend Riley knew that the organ that manufactures a new lining every 3 to 6 days is your stomach. He also knew that a small group of islands is called an archipelago.
He did not know that.
And he also knew that a pluot is a plum and apricot.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Two that you did not get to, but Riley did. In geometry, how many types of triangles are there?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. 6.
Okay.
And in what decade did Hawaii become a state?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
80s.
No. You went the wrong way.
50s.
The 50s.
Well, I don't feel so bad because I still wouldn't have even tied.
Well, you know what? I was a huge fan of Riley. I wrote him his own theme song. He is the type of person that should be rocking that I Beat Migs t-shirt. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They are available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We're going to be playing Beat Migs in Puyallup this Saturday. Sunrise de Mayo is the name of our party, and it's going to be going down at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village. Steve, people can bring their dogs.
Yep.
They can bring the children along. Pour your own beverages.
Bring your appetite as well. They have great food there.
Get all the info on our party at KISW.com. Steve Migs, only two more sleeps until Sunrise de Mayo in Puyallup, which I'm so excited we're heading to the South End. Hill, to be exact.
Yes, Sunrise de Mayo in Sunrise Village, which is a great spot in the Puyallup area, so you can go enjoy some great food, great drinks over at the Red Dog. We're going to have a blast. We're going to be there at noon, hanging out till about 2, and we're just going to be having a great time playing Beat Migs and all that crazy stuff.
And Red Dog is dog friendly, which is so exciting. So we have Sierra, who's just called up because you have something that you'd like to offer to the dogs that are in attendance. Sierra, what is that?
Absolutely. It's all natural chicken jerky treats.
Now, can we have them for the humans as well?
You could. Right now, we can't actually say human grade on our label. Okay, right now.
Wait, so you make dog treats?
Yes.
Is it like a company locally, Sierra, that you have?
So, yeah, we're down here in Thurston County. We kind of spread all over. It's my mom, my stepdad, myself, my brother, and my husband.
Okay.
And so we're family-owned, we're veteran-owned, and we make all-natural chicken jerky treats.
What's the name of the company?
One Spoiled Dog Treat Company.
Okay, that's great. How did you guys get into this industry? What was the thing that inspired you to start making dog treats?
Actually, it was a fluke thing. We actually bought the company from a previous owner. Her and her husband started it back in 2008, and they closed down in 2016 before COVID. And she just got too overwhelmed. She was running three other companies, and so she shut down the dog treat company. And they were selling off, so last year they were selling off all of their dehydrators and everything. And we happened to just go and buy them, and we got to talking. And ended up talking about their company and were interested and asked if they would sell the name and sell the company. And they said, sure. And so we just went from there because we loved the product and we loved that it was all natural. And our dogs that are super picky loved it. And everybody says that the treats are like crack, doggy crack.
Well, yeah, let's hook up some dog. That'd be awesome if you swing by the Red Dog and hang out with us. Now, I have a crazy question. I don't know if this is just something. I just like to think out loud because that's just how I work. But, you know, the men's room, they have their own beer. I think it'd be hilarious if the Daily Migs Show had its own dog food.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you think
we can make like a I don't know if you'd be able to pull it off in time for Saturday, but that'd be so funny if we had like the Daily Migs dog treats.
Yeah. Sure, we can talk about it when we get there.
Oh, Sierra, this is awesome. We're breaking into the dog treat world.
DJ Strawberry is going to be so fired up. Finally, I'll be impressive to my pet.
I also have a question for you, Sierra. As a dog lover and owner, what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a chocolate lab. And my in-laws, who are right next door to us, they have Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh.
Are you going to be okay?
I love dogs.
My mom has a little... as a miniature Chihuahua Pomeranian mix, and my niece has a Border Collie.
I want to pet all of them.
Are you going to bring any of the dogs on Saturday?
We can, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you to, but I think that'd be kind of fun.
Also, I know one of them she's still a puppy, so she's super energetic. So she might be a little spazzy.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's just like Danny. We'll just pair them off.
One Spoiled Dog Treat Company, Sierra. This is so awesome. Thank you for sharing with us and with our four-legged friends.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, we'll see you Saturday.
Absolutely, we'll be there.
The Daily Migs Show.
Seattle has officially been awarded a Professional Women's Hockey League expansion franchise, and many are already feeling that they must voice their opinions about this online. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is official. The city of Seattle has been awarded a professional women's hockey league expansion franchise.
Apparently making everybody in Detroit upset. I saw a lot of comments from people who I guess they've been pining for a team, which makes sense. I mean, that's a hockey city. And so they saw that Vancouver and Seattle got one, and the people of Detroit are pissed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They'll be playing their games at Climate Pledge Arena, and this is the Como 4 News report about it.
It's an exciting day for Seattle hockey fans. Emerald City has officially been awarded an expansion franchise to play in the Professional Women's Hockey League.
The PWHL will make the official announcement in Seattle later this morning. They say the franchise will have the colors of emerald green and cream.
Green and cream.
Many have already been sharing
their
opinions.
Can we chant that? Green and cream.
Green and cream.
I'm sorry.
The opinions have been rolling in online, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of comments. Some are idiots. Some are funny, though.
So let's go straight to those comments.
All right. So we found a bunch of the comments, the fun ones. And I'm excited, to be honest with you. Like, I can't wait to go see a game.
Is Seattle going to be a dominant force in sports now?
Well, we need to win games to become a dominant force.
Any sport would be great.
So who better to read these comments than I believe someone who is one of the biggest hockey fans? And that is Britney Spears.
Oh, everyone knows that about her.
I mean, you know her. Her Instagram page is just littered with hockey takes.
Yes.
Green and cream. Yes, I think she has said green and cream while holding a knife once. All right, so here's robot Britney Spears talking about the brand new hockey team here in Seattle. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's the first comment.
Well, it'll give the five fans of Seattle's WNBA team something to do during their offseason.
Okay. Boo that person.
There's at least like
rude.
Seven or eight. Dude, if the Storm's any indication, this team's going to do fine.
Yes.
And also, I mean, they did bring some of the Professional Women's Hockey League to Seattle for like a couple of games last year. And I think like 12,000 people showed up to Climate Pledge Arena to go watch them play.
That's a big deal.
I think they're going to do just fine.
Let's add more sports. I'm so sick of sports. Why won't the city spend money on better transportation or education? My life.
Well, I'm not exactly sure if they work together. Like... We're not going to be able to spend money on education because we're bringing a hockey team here. I don't think they are coming from the same bank account.
Yeah, I don't think we can connect those dots there.
But you know, Brittany, she has a different way of thinking.
She really does lately.
Cool. Can we call them the Sonics so that people can shut the f*** up about the Sonics coming back? Hashtag hockey is better than basketball.
I mean, I do personally enjoy hockey more than basketball, but yeah. I'd like both, please.
Oh, no. Yeah. This isn't going to have any impact on whether or not the Sonics are coming.
No.
They'll probably make the playoffs before the Kraken.
Okay, that's probably right.
Wow. Ouch.
I don't know. I think next year will be all right. I say that. I'm such a ever the optimist when it comes to Seattle sports.
Going to get a new coach?
New coach. Maybe some new players. You never know what's going to happen.
Can the Kraken loan them Grubauer? Oh, wait. He would probably suck for them, too.
Ouch. Savage.
Kruby's going to be so happy when he leaves Seattle. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, I think a lot of people have embraced Philip Grubauer, but it's just not, has not been a fun run for him as far as his stats and as far as being a goaltender.
Yeah.
Someone on the radio said they should be called the Tuna Tacos. Let's go with it.
That was me! Unless someone else is calling them the Tuna Tacos. That or the Team Green and Cream.
Green and Cream.
Green and cream. I like that better than Tuna Tacos. All right, one more comment about...
Yeah.
Awesome. The couple pro women's games I got to watch last year were pretty damn epic. These women aren't playing around. They're playing for keeps. More hockey in Seattle always.
See, there is some positivity out there.
And you know, there's a women's sports bar in Seattle now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called Rough and Tumble. So, I mean, it's all happening. It's all happening for women's sports in this city.
I saw some of my friends, they grabbed some season tickets. I don't know how much they're going for. And it's not an 80-game season. I think it's a 30-game season. So there'll be 15 games here at Climate Pledge. Arena.
That is much more manageable than a full NHL season.
Yes. And then we learned from, her name is Jaina. Oh, man. She's part of the executive board. And she did a whole thing about how Seattle does have a history here in the Pacific Northwest when it comes to women's hockey.
We're excited to write the next chapter for women's hockey here in Seattle. But we know there's a rich history, so we're not starting from scratch. Women's hockey roots run deep here. More than a century ago, 1921, the Seattle Vamps skated to Vancouver and defeated the hometown Amazons 1-0. Vancouver ultimately won the championship series, but today, with Seattle and Vancouver both a part of the PWHL, We're not just honoring that history. We're reigniting it.
We're reigniting. And that was Jana Heffert. She's a former Canadian Olympic star and is the executive vice president of hockey operations for the PWHL.
And the mascot back then was the Vamps.
The Vamps.
I can't see the Vamps wearing green and cream.
No. I think they're more like pink and
black.
And Danny told us off the air, but so a vamp is an attractive, dangerously flirtatious woman.
Yeah.
Watch out, boys.
She might wear tight clothes and bright red lipstick. Oh, so bright red should be the color.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if vamps would work. I don't know if some people get all up in arms, but I think it's a cool name.
They'd probably start calling them the tramps.
Or, but they could also have a flying V.
Ooh.
We should probably stop.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman was able to fight off a bear with a bag of cookies. We're going to tell you what's trending after Soundgarden. It is completely bananas out there in the world of pop culture, Steve Miggs. There's so much happening, and sifting through it to get those little nuggets that you can take along with you on your day, that can be a tall order. So we will help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
During a game yesterday between the Cubs and the Pirates in Pittsburgh, one of the fans fell from the outfield stands during a play.
Did you see this?
He fell like 21 yes. feet down. He got up for a second and then went back down. They ended up having some words about this after the game.
And this thank both our medical
staff. This is the general manager of the Pirates talking about it.
Staff, the Cubs medical staff, EMS, everybody that got to the gentleman. Even though it's 350 feet of wire, whatever it is, I mean, the fact of how it went down and laying motionless, we're like, while the play's going on, I mean, Craig saw it, I saw it, we both got out there, I think the umpire saw it, unfortunately, because of the way the ball kicked, it's extremely unfortunate. I mean, that's an understatement.
That's always like I don't ever think that's ever going to happen to me, but it's always like a scare of like whenever you see someone that's a little drunk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As they're walking, like especially at over at Lumen Field, whenever I go to like a Seahawks game, I'm sure it's like that at Sounders games. And it's like, man, and it's happened many times to where it's just like that. What an awful situation.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, there's a story that, I mean, you just never know how you're going to be able to combat a bear. I mean, we've heard about cocaine bear, but now we have cookie bear.
Mm.
There's a Florida woman who had to survive a very close encounter with a bear while she was walking her dog. She ended up smacking the bear in the head with a bag of cookies. In fact, here's the woman. Her name, and her name is great. Her name is Kristen. Kristen Savage.
Oh.
Talking about what happened with her and the bear.
I was looking for the bird in the tree, and then I see a black thing come at my leg, and I thought it was an off-leash dog at first. And then I realized it was a giant bear head. She went across for Ringo, and I just pulled him away. And eventually, I had him hanging in the air, dangling around on the leash. So I had him up in the air like this, and she would chase him. So I was spinning in a circle. And that's when I spun around so many times I fell and got my leg cut up pretty good. I had remembered my mom handed me a bag of cookies out of her windows for my kids. When I remembered I had them in my hand, I took the bag, and I whacked the bear across the face with it.
How stale were these cookies?
That's my question. I mean, I never would think of a cookie as being a proper weapon unless it's stale as hell.
It's like your grandma's cookies aren't very tasty, but they're a fantastic weapon. I would have thought, oh, maybe I'll feed the bear the cookies, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, crazy.
There was a 37-year-old woman from Brooklyn who got arrested. She was going 102 miles per hour on I-95 in Connecticut. Not sure what the posted speed limit was there, but I'm positive it was under that.
Yeah.
She had her 2-year-old in the car, though.
Jeez.
That's going to be a problem. She told police that the reason for her excessive speed, she was trying to get him to a Thomas the Train event, and they were running late. Now she's facing multiple charges, reckless driving and child endangerment among the list.
I can't handle that song.
Do you guys never had a Thomas the Train phase?
No, thankfully.
Oh, God. Diesel and all the other characters. I can't remember their names.
I mean, I know what Thomas the Train is, but no, Tatum has zero interest in Thomas the Train.
It's crazy to me that that show turned into what it did, because it used to be off of Shining Time Station. I don't know if you guys remember that show way back when.
I do.
Here comes Danny gatekeeping Thomas the Train again.
Just saying. I always thought the other part of it was better. Yeah, I mean, the train part was cool, but it was like, they were just characters on like a variety show for kids.
It's just because the train's cute looking.
Yeah.
He's pretty cute.
Yeah, but...
For a train.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you would like to take a shot at beating Steve this morning, we have an opportunity for you. This man's record is 133 wins, 50 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. I'd love if you would deliver a loss to him. We will play Beat Migs at 850.